Well, folks, this is Carl Valeri with the Stuck Mike Avcast reporting for Sun and Fun Radio, and I'm here in the hangar speaking to Jason Coombs at National Aviation Academy. And National Aviation Academy, what do they do?
We are an aviation maintenance school, primarily training students to test for the FAA certifications for their airframe and power plant licenses.
Okay, now what can those folks do with that license?
Well, with their A&P license, it pretty much gets them into a worldwide industry where a small community actually interacts. They're able to work in airports, work with aviation manufacturers such as Boeing or Lockheed Martin, and a lot of other different facilities and entities in the industry that will, you know, propel their career, get them really good jobs.
How about folks looking to go to the airlines? What is that looking like?
Well, as far as the airlines, there are reports that Boeing is looking at hiring a lot of people up in the next 20 years, just the industry in general. We felt it necessary to get into that, so we are developing our professional pilot technology program, which is basically training from zero time to commercial pilot status to see what we can do about getting some of these people jobs.
What type of certifications are you going to try to become a 141 or?
Exactly. We are going to be a Part 141 school, and we will definitely focus on your private pilot's license, your single engine certification, your instrument certifications, your multi-engine, to the point where you're going to actually become a certified flight instructor and moving forward to CFI-2 and multi-engine instrument rating instructors, that sort of stuff. So we're definitely going the whole way.
Great. Now, how about the jobs, job prospects for those coming out of the aviation, the flying portion?
Right now, our school is doing very well. All the students over the last couple of years or so that have come through our just maintenance program and have graduated with their certifications, we've been able to place into jobs. That's like 100%. So we're really proud of that number. Going forward, we hope to increase that number when we actually have the pilot, the professional pilot technology program in place. And we just want to add to this beautiful community because it is a great industry and field to get into.
Now, where is the school located as far as the mechanic school? And then where will the pilot training possibly be?
Very good. We are located in Clearwater, Florida. We do have another campus in Bedford, Massachusetts. That is our parent company. They've been here since 1932, and we've been in here in the Bay Area since 1969. Primarily, our campus at Clearwater will have aviation maintenance, our aviation maintenance technician program, and our aviation maintenance professional program, along with our avionics training. We're also going to be doing the professional pilot technology program at that campus. We're also going to be doing that at the campus in Bedford, Massachusetts. They're a couple of months behind us, but because we are the bigger campus, we're definitely going to make sure we get this off and running.
I can see why it's a bigger campus. It's such beautiful weather here in Florida. I think I'd prefer to come here to Florida.
I would agree with you.
Now, how about someone thinking about getting into, let's say, the maintenance program? Somebody, you know, who should apply? Who are you targeting, and can anybody do it?
Yeah, as far as the maintenance program goes, anybody with a desire and a passion for aviation, anybody who works well with their hands, would be perfect for this kind of program. It's a challenging program. We are one of the fastest schools when it comes to doing this kind of training. Nonetheless, we're going to put students out there in the industry who are ready to go. You know, functional, working type professionals who not only are going to be in the industry for a long time to come, but can also turn around and train others. I think when you're looking at our school and the how we help them to get jobs, we're looking for high school students who want to get into this, prior military guys who are getting discharged. There's a place for them here also, or just people who want to change their careers. You know, maybe they're tired of installing cable or you know, working at a garage, and they want to take it to the next level and get into aviation maintenance. That's something we look forward to.
How about the person who's also the enthusiast, says, hey, you know, here I am retired, say, and I want to become a mechanic. Can someone like that?
Oh, definitely. The average age of our students is about 35, 36 years old. So we have guys as young as 18 coming out of high school, as old as 60 coming into school. The enthusiast who wants to work on their aircraft and you know, maybe dibble and dabble and paint and do other things personally to their own aircraft, we welcome them. We'd like them to come. They add maturity to our program, and they actually add a sense of accomplishment, and that's stuff that we really look forward for.
Well, I think National Aviation will be around for a while. Looks like you're really looking forward. And actually, full disclosure, we do, I'm with the safety program too, and we use the conference room there in Clearwater to do our safety meetings, and that is one of the things that National Aviation does do for the community. They loan us that room for the FAA Aviation Safety Program, and that's just terrific. You know, we really appreciate that.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Not only that, you know, we do have open houses and career fairs. We try and involve the public as much as possible because we want them to know where our school is and what we can do to help them out. You know, some people may not want to go to a four-year college. They want to come to a technical school and get that training. And whether it be safety, whether it be maintenance, whether it be professional pilot technology, we want to make sure that when you talk about National Aviation Academy, aviation stands out.
Great. Now, how would I find out about National Aviation Academy? How would I come by and set up an appointment? How is all that done?
There's a great opportunity coming up on Saturday. We have our open house. It's going to be March 31st. There's going to be a basketball theme. The admissions representatives are going to be wearing jerseys, and we're going to have a food and refreshments, so you can come on out. Ultimately, though, our number is 727-531-2080. And our website, where you can get in touch with any of our admissions representatives or contact us via email, is naa.edu.
Okay, one thing that we didn't talk about that's great, thanks for all the information, is how do I pay for this?
Well, we are a Title IV school, so we do have financial aid available for those who qualify. There are grants, and there are a lot of scholarships that are industry-specific. We like to think that if this is something that you want to do, we can try and help you as much as possible. But for the most part, it's available out there.
Great. Now, for the folks that are going to be visiting Sun and Fun and they're coming today or tomorrow, where can they actually find you here?
I think we're in booth. We're in Hangar B. We're right in the front door of the hangar as you look to your right. We have our new logo, National Aviation Academy, in red and black and white. We have the CJ-24 engine from a Learjet in front of us, and we have a really cool wheel where you can spin it and win different prizes from our booth. So if you want to come on out and just ask for Jason or Pilar, we'll be more than happy to have you spin the wheel and talk to you about our school.
Great. And if you're looking into becoming a mechanic, want to change careers, just want to know about mechanics in general and also into the new aviation school, I tell people to come on by. Take a look at their booth. It's Hangar B. I really appreciate your talking to us.
Carl, appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thanks again. This is Carl Valeri reporting for Sun and Fun Radio.